The entire Mizmor of Tehillim, of the third Haluka, is all universal. It's all about Haluas Hashem min HaShemayim, praising Hashem from the heavens, and then Haluas Hashem min HaAretz, praising Hashem from the land. The entirety of existence will praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet, the very last line of the third Haluka is Vayarim Karen Lamo Tila Lachal Chasidav Livnei Yisram Krovo Haluka. There, the pasuk speaks about Klal Yisrael, that Vayaron Keren Lamo will raise a horn for his people. Tila lachol chasidav, praise for all of his chasidim, his pious ones. Who are that? Who are they? Livnei Yisrael, the people of Israel. So why do we move from the universal to the particularistic, to Klal Yisrael, at the end of the Mizmor? So the Ibn Ezra points out that this is referring to the Messianic era. At this time, when all of existence praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it says Yalu Hashem Hashem Ki Nizkor Shmo Levado, praise Hashem because His name is elevated. At that time, that all of the existence will be destroyed. All the creations will be destroyed. The lower creations will be destroyed, except Yisrael Levado, except for Klal Yisrael. So some future time in the Messianic era, so everything other than Klal Yisrael will be destroyed, they're going to remain. So that's Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra actually suggests that it might not be all of Klal Yisrael, but only the Chasidei Yisrael. Right? It said that, what is it? Only the Chasidei Yisrael will remain in future the Messianic times, and that's what it's referring to. The Malbim says differently. The Malbim says that in the future, when the entirety of existence praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then, then Klal Yisrael will be glorified. Why will Klal Yisrael be glorified? Because the whole time, throughout the Galus, Klal Yisrael is proclaiming the oneness, the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So once all of existence believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Vayaron Karen Lamo Tilul Chol Chasidav, then Klal Yisrael will be glorified because they've been preaching this for thousands of years.